We all know how it feels when someone gets our goat, but where on earth did the expression come from? The answer in a moment from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Debt stinks. No one wants to have it, and no one wants to battle it. Having too much debt is an embarrassing situation that can dramatically impact the quality of your life, including your ability to get a loan or a job. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. I've met too many good people who have too much bad debt. I've shown over 2 million people how to eliminate their credit card debts, car payments, student loans, even their mortgage. My debt-free Bible will show you some of the most successful debt-eliminating secrets in the world. You can get out of debt no matter how much money you owe or how much money you make. The truth is, the debt-free Bible contains secrets to helping you live debt-free. That's why everyone needs it. To prove it, let me rush you a free copy of the Debt-Free Bible. There's a limited number of free copies still available. Call 1-800-300-1484. That's 1-800-300-1484. 1-800-300-1484.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, June 9th, the 160th day of the year. It's actress Natalie Portman's birthday, and Secretariat won the Triple Crown at the Belmont Stakes on this day in 1973. Horse racing has left an indelible mark on our language, giving us expressions like down to the wire, winning hands down. But one of the favorite facts of language history is the origin of the phrase to get your goat. It was one common practice to keep a goat alongside a racehorse's stall. The companionship had a calming effect on the high-strung animal. Competitors were known to sneak in and steal the goat, thus upsetting the horse and causing it to run a poor race. Ever since, getting someone's goat has meant to upset them or getting under their skin. And that's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.